Hello.
This is a confirmation call from eBay. We have received a purchase request of $299.99 and the same will be debited from your account automatically. If you want to cancel this, then press 1, or to claim for refunding, then press 2, or to talk to our
Hello? Hello?
A very good day to you, sir. This is Alex calling you from eBay Customer Support. How are you doing today?
Oh, great. How are you, Alex?
I'm fine, sir. Thank you for asking. This is a verification call for you, sir. Yesterday night, around 10 o'clock, we received an unauthorized transaction request of $299 for purchasing gift cards from eBay. Have you authorized the purchase from your end?
No. No, I have not.
Okay. Is there anybody else in your family member who made the purchase on your behalf?
Oh, I wouldn't think so.
All right. So, according to our reports, there is a new eBay account which has been created, and we have to block that immediately because we don't want you to charge any amount without your knowledge and without your authorization.
Yep.
Yes. So, for the cancellation and the security, have you got any smart device with you, sir? Like any Android phone or any Apple iPhone so that we can help you?
Yeah, I've got a phone on me.
Okay, is it an Android or is it an Apple phone, sir? Can you confirm me?
It's an Apple.
Okay, and do you have a computer or laptop in which you use internet?
I do.
Okay. Now let me tell you what are the things we need to do, okay? As because without your authorization, there is an unknown foreign transaction is trying to be done. We have to block these fraudulent international transactions which are trying to be made by using your identity details, because these are some fraudulent activities under cybercrime, okay? Now what we have to do, sir, we have to secure your information from these hackers. You are using your details, okay? So I'm going to help you with the registration of the cancellation and the security so that in future you don't receive any kind of international transactions without your authorization, okay? So I'm just holding the line for you, sir. Can you take your lovely time and be in front of your computer and make it on. Once your computer or laptop is totally on, please let me know, okay? I'm going to help you out for that.
I'm in the car at the moment.
You're in the car. And where are you going right now? Are you reaching your home, sir?
No, I'm on my way to work.
You're on your way to work. Okay.
I do have the Apple iPhone, though. Doesn't that have the internet on it?
Yes, you can use that as well. As because you use lots of internet device, computer is the most good thing to use, right? That's why I asked. Okay, not an issue. I'm going to provide the security on your smartphone. You just do a thing, sir. Put me on speaker from your end.
Yeah.
And now, can you confirm me the phone you're using? Is it a new Apple iPhone or is it an old one?
It's an old one.
It's an old one. Okay. Like, is it iPhone 5, iPhone 6, iPhone 7?
I don't know.
Okay, not an issue. All right, I will help you. You just do a thing. Just swipe up the page and come back to your regular home screen of your phone, sir, where you can see all your apps and icons.
Yeah.
Okay. And can you just confirm me which network internet you're using? Is it Telstra, Optus, Vodafone, sir?
I think it's Optus.
It's Optus, right?
I think so.
You use Optus?
I think so.
Okay, not an issue. You just do a thing. On your phone, have a look. There will be a blue color application with a capital letter A on it. It says App Store. You need to open it up.
Okay.
Are you on the App Store now?
No, I'm just looking for...
Yes, look for it. Take your time. Not an issue.
Oh, there it is. Yep. I got it.
Okay. Now open it up.
Yep.
Now look at the right-hand side bottom corner, sir. Do you see a small magnifying glass? It says search.
Yes.
Give a click on that search.
Yep.
Now look at the top of your screen. There's a white bar. It says games, apps, stories, and more. Do you see that?
Yep.
Give a click over there.
Yep.
Now then type letter A. A as in Australia. Letter A.
I.
Letter N. N as in November. Letter N.
I am.
Have you typed the letter A and then the letter N? N as in November.
I am.
It's letter N. Have you typed the letter N?
No, I thought you said M.
It's not M. It will be letter N. N for November. N for Nancy. N for New York.
N.
Yeah. Then type the letter Y, Y as in yellow, letter Y.
Y.
Then type letter D, D as in David, letter D.
D.
Then E as in Edward, letter E.
E.
Then S for sugar, letter S.
S.
Then K for kilo, letter K.
K.
Now tap on search. Now, what are the options you are getting? Please let me know so that I can guide you further.
I've got rectify compliance.
I can barely hear you. Just wait. Yes, now tell me.
I've got rectify compliance.
After that?
Rock. Yes.
What else do you see?
CVN. BNC viewer and some Chinese stuff.
Do you see a red color icon with a white diamond on it? It says any desk remote?
No.
What are the options you see?
Rectify.
After that?
Rack this.
After that,
ZNC viewer.
Just scroll down the page a little bit. Do you see any option? It says any desk. A red icon. It says any desk remote.
Oh, it's a red one. It says MicroTik.
No, just scroll down more.
Okay, I've got a remote now.
Do you see any desk remote? It's a red color icon with a white diamond on it.
No, I've got the N Road front desk.
Do a thing, come back to the search bar again, sir. Come back to the search bar.
Yep.
And what have you typed in over there? Please read it out for me.
What was that?
What have you typed in on the search bar? What is there on the search bar? Read it out for me.
Any desk.
It's A-N-Y-D-E-S-K, right?
Yeah, A-N-Y-D-E-S-K.
It's not T, it will be letter D. D as in doctor.
Oh.
Yeah, you made a mistake over there.
Right.
Yeah. It will be A-N-Y, then D.
Y-D-E-S-K.
Yes. Now tap on search. Now, do you see a red color icon? It says any desk remote?
I've got... now I've got Amy desk.
Yes.
And the S because together.
Okay. Now, do you see any desk remote? The red icon with a white diamond on it.
I'll try again.
And now what can you see on your screen?
I'm still typing.
You just type on the search bar any disk and just search for it. And then don't touch anywhere.
Okay.
Have you searched for it, sir?
Yes, I found it.
Now, do you see the any disk emote?
Yes.
Yes, do you see a blue box that says get?
Yes.
Click on get. Now,
yep.
Do you see it's installing, it's downloading now?
No, it's asking me for a password.
Okay, do you remember your Apple ID password?
No.
Okay, do you see there's a blue color box, it says, so it's a blue color option, it says forgot password.
Yeah.
Click on forgot password.
Yep.
Now what can you see? What is asking?
What it says, did you fuck on first date?
Sorry?
It says, do you fuck on first date?
Yes, I fucked with your mom on my first date. Asshole.